It's finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Gee, Ray, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell him I'm a blowjob. Then who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So he finished 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just
now. When will then be now? Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush. John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Happy Good Friday. I know that's hard to say because it's really not. I mean, it's still Good Friday.
True.
And there is something to be happy about.
It was all part of his plan.
It's solemn, but it's part of the plan, as you just said.
Right.
Andy Pate with me, of course, as you can hear, Charlie Grimes, your engineer. Yesterday's impossible question of the day. Charlie got right. 4% of us would rather give up showering for a month than lose internet or Wi-Fi. Charlie was right. 4%.
Showering for a month?
Yeah.
Well, only 4%, so.
Yeah, okay. It's not a high number.
Yeah, pretty low number. I'm not in that 4%.
Me, I am not either. I'm
a showerholic, actually.
I told Charlie yesterday.
I got to be clean.
I love the fact we have running water, electricity, hot water, toilets. I'm that guy. I love all that stuff.
Okay, so you're the modern world, so what you are is an oppressor.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Yes, for sure.
By the way, virtually all of that's impossible without big oil. Just so I'd throw that in there.
You think?
I'm a hater.
Thank Rockefeller if you like sitting on a toilet.
I do.
Seriously.
I've never actually thanked him for that, but now I will.
I mean, if you think about it, I mean, a lot of the amenities we have today came from oil.
Oh, I know.
And guys like Rockefeller did he capitalize on it, make gazillions of dollars? Of course he did. But you know what? Got to credit him with, you know, what credits do, right?
John, it's like I said last week, nothing has lifted more people out of poverty and also saved more forests than oil.
Yep.
Just want to say it again.
No, you're,
okay.
You're
what's,
correct.
What's this week's question?
Oh, and I didn't even look. Let's see here. The impossible question of the day. Answer this, by the way, on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. The best year of our lives is at what age? And this is before COVID for some.
Oh, that's easy. The first year. I mean, ignorance is bliss, man. Of course, you can be ignorant later. How old is AOC?
Oh.
She's very blissful.
You had to bring her name up?
You know, at the age of one, I was ignorant of AOC. It was a good time.
Kind of wish I'd go back that day.
I was doing great at that time. Ever since the age of one, I've been plummeting downhill fast.
Yeah, it's a fast, like a roller coaster, right?
Yeah. You know what? I would think it's probably, I know, for a lot of people, it's 21. Freedom, man. You can drink.
Charlie says 28.
Why 28?
No, Charlie. Wow, where were you at 28, Charlie? I had all that at 28. Charlie says because you're an adult, but you don't have all those responsibilities, car payments, house payments, all that.
Yeah, well, yeah, but
I did.
Under Joe Biden at 28, you're still in free college.
Man, I had it all at 28 and 7 kids.
Okay, you had 7 kids by 28?
Yeah. We had a blended family, so yeah, I had 7 kids at that point.
My gosh, would you make them in a lab? That's a lot of kids.
Let's just say that there's a lot going on in our house, yeah.
Gosh, okay.
Yes.
I got to tell you, as someone who's never had kids, that's a lot of kids.
It is. Everybody always asks that. You know, what was it like to do all of that? You know, really, it was like raising groups. There was, you know, first four girls, three boys, and it was like raising groups, basically. It wasn't as bad as you think.
Okay, that makes sense. Back to most exciting age. I would think that it's whenever you get freedom, right? We love freedom. So when you can drive, when you can drink,
Okay.
When you leave home, which, by the way, 28 is becoming under Joe Biden. You know, actually 30, yeah. 58.
I was just going to say, what age
late
is that?
Late 30s. Do you have a guess here?
No, we're good.
I'm going to go with 21, or for me, it was one.
I
that was a good year.
I don't honestly, guys, I don't have a guess. So if you have one, put it on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. We'll get the answer in the 5 o'clock hour. I'm going to come back and talk about Freedom, though, in a second, because I got something to play before we take our first break. But movie reviews today, we're going to do Godzilla v. Kong in this first hour. Second hour, and you can get your text messages in as we speak, 307-200-8222, your favorite religious movie.
Yeah, movies with religion.
Right, whatever. Doesn't have to be a Christian movie, just what you know, whatever you like.
Right.
Let us know. There's plenty. And then hour three, I'm going to take a little different spin on things, and I know it's Good Friday, but I'm just so tired of all of the whining that I see on Facebook and Nextdoor and so on, where somebody moves into a particular area and then they don't like something that's coming along development-wise right next door to them. And I think to myself, do you people not know the words due diligence? And evidently they don't, Andy.
Yeah, I mean, you can always read into every area. And by the way, a good you know, real estate agent will give you a heads up on what's coming.
Are there any good ones left, by the way?
We had a good one, just so you know.
Good. Because there's not, in my opinion, there's not too many left. Most of them have become order takers.
Ours, let's see, he walked us around. We've known him for many years. He got us both of our houses. And the nice thing about Jerry is that he also looked at the development of an area. He said, okay, here's what's coming. Here's what you're going to like. And here's what you won't like.
Nice.
But here's what it'll do to your values.
Good for him. That's the way it ought to work. Okay, speaking of freedom, I just found this. Actually, Richard sent me this, so no surprise there. But I want to play this because I think Andy will get a big bang out of this. So this is a interview that I'm going to play that sort of sums up where we are today in regards to freedom, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
It's clear to them that the vaccine is the ticket back to pre-pandemic life. And the window to do that is really narrowing. I mean, you were mentioning, Chris, about how all these states are reopening. They're reopening at 100%. And we have a very narrow window to tie reopening policy to vaccination status. Because otherwise, if everything is reopened, then what's the carrot going to be? How are we going to incentivize people to actually get the vaccine? So that's why I think the CDC and the Biden administration needs to come out a lot bolder and say, if you're vaccinated, you can do all these things. Here are all these freedoms that you have. Because otherwise, people are going to go out and enjoy these freedoms anyway.
So shut everything down so people will want our product.
Oh, my word.
Exactly. This is like shutting down oil so people will want green energy. What? By the way, just thought I'd throw that in. This is
lunacy.
Shut everything down because they're having freedom. And if they have freedom,
heaven forbid,
they're going to be too happy won't want the vaccine.
Heaven forbid. Freedom.
For goodness sakes, we're getting herd immunity. It's hitting. It's hitting hard now.
But do you hear what the other side is saying?
Yes. They want to control you.
Folks,
it's all that matters.
Folks, those of you that have been listening to me now for the past 12 months, Andy and I both, through this whole entire whatever you want to call it, I really have a hard time calling it a pandemic because it's not.
No.
Through this false pandemic, I think I'm going to call it, this trumped up pandemic is what I would call it, because it's really, I've been over the numbers, folks. It's not a pandemic. There is not widespread death. Yes, a million people across the world have died, but put that into perspective of 7.5 billion people on this planet. And by the way, out of that million, probably at least 80%, if not higher, had comorbidities and might have been gone anyways.
Oh, it's almost certainly over 90%.
So there you go. So
right.
Again, folks, this is not widespread death like they all want you to believe. And I've had comments from liberals like, well, you really think that every other country was in on it? Yeah. Yeah, I do. There's your answer. Yes, I do.
I think a lot of countries were in on it because they want to rob America.
Exactly, because they hate America.
Yes.
Why is that so hard to figure out, folks?
I know. Why do people not get that?
To me, it was really, it was right in front of our face. It was super simple. Of course every other country's in on this. They would love nothing more than to see the great United States of America fall.
Yes.
We are a thorn in their flesh.
And by the way, it's worked. It has worked. Yeah. It's torn us down. Did you see the thing I put out on the polling on people who are terrified to go to sporting events?
I did not, no.
Oh, My goodness, John.
Okay, hold that thought.
Why don't we do that after the break, and we'll do the movie review a little later.
That sounds great. We'll come right back and do that. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next. And again, at Extreme, they want to take care of your vehicle. I say it all the time. It really does pay off to do preventative maintenance, and they can do that for you. Great deal right now on Cooper Tires. There's a deal on truck tires and car tires through April 12th. Call and ask how that works. Find them at klzradio.com or 303-841-1071.
Go with your gut. You know when an estimate from a mechanic doesn't feel right. Maybe they're telling you to fix a bunch of stuff you didn't even know was broken. Maybe their prices seem surprisingly high. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will give you a second opinion for free, so you know what's reasonable and what's not. They can typically beat the prices of their competitors, but they won't hold it against you if you decide to go back to the first guy. Either way, you have the peace of mind. The team at Extreme Auto Repair wants to keep you safe and keep your vehicle on the road longer, but they never want to pressure you into repairs that you don't really need. So with every estimate, the team at Extreme Auto Repair will give you a priority list, showing you all of your recommended maintenance items in order from the most to least important. That way, you decide what you want to take care of now and what can wait until later. Free second opinions at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, the Good Friday edition of Rush to Reason. And again, I hope everybody realizes what this weekend is and what it means. And at Christmas, we always say it's, you know, the reason for the season. Well, I'll just give you a little hint. You wouldn't have Easter without Friday before.
No, you would not.
And by the way, I'm not going to get into the debate with all of you out there listening as to whether it was Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. You guys can go debate that
yourselves.
Thank you, Andy. It doesn't matter.
You know, by the way, can we just take a sidebar here for a moment?
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand people who debate minutia into the dust.
It doesn't matter.
Bottom line, if you're going to debate me on something, please make it something that matters.
Substance, you mean?
Yes. Something that actually matters in my life.
Oh, so something like, can we get to heaven by works alone, or is the blood of Christ the only way? Something like that, you mean?
Well.
Because that's real substance, right?
That's huge, actually.
Yeah, so I'm saying.
Oh, okay. I thought you were using that as an example.
No, I'm using that as an example of that's something that, yeah, I'll debate you on that all day long.
Oh, yes. Grace versus works. Yes, right. Of course. That means everything. That's what separates Christianity, by the way, from every other religion on the planet.
By the way, that's what this weekend is all about.
Yes.
Just
you can't do it.
Because grace didn't exist before this event happened.
Yeah, and the idea is this. Born into sin, you are born into death. You're already dead. Dead can't do things that matter eternally. Only life can reach out, touch death, pave the road back, and then you got to walk it.
So, Andy, does it matter if he died on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday?
Oh, yeah. It was Wednesday at 3 p.m., which ironically is health and wellness Wednesday. Yeah, I mean... But, yeah, I think it matters not, John. It doesn't matter at all. Or this idea that, you know, Christmas is really in the spring.
Who cares? No one.
I celebrate Christmas on December 25th.
Yes, I do, too.
Because it's fun.
That, and if you're going to be talking about that and trying to be an influence upon others at that particular event, wouldn't you want to also celebrate it and be a part of that and be an influence?
Obviously, you'd want to be an influence because you want to show them what is the real reason for the season. But when you get into, and Christians, I'm talking to you right now, when you get into debating minutia like that, you churn off the masses. They look at you and say, we don't care.
You're a weirdo.
Now
we
don't care about
everything.
Yes, yes. Now we don't care about everything that you might say about grace, about Christ, about why he came, why he died, why he rose again. We don't care about any of it because you're talking minutia. And by the way, you also come off that way if you talk wacko theories about when he's coming back. It's very clear we're not going to know.
So quit talking about it.
Right. It's going to be like lightning flashing across the sky. You don't see it coming. Okay. Guys. There's plenty in there. It's a big book. There's, okay.
Focus on something else, you mean?
Yes. Focus on the content. Anyway, sorry. Thank you for letting me go on a tangent.
No, you're correct.
I'm an evil person.
I rant.
I'm
right there with you, by the way. So, no, you're in good company.
Yes. All I can say is I thank God, literally, for what he did.
Amen.
The day that we celebrate today and on the day that we celebrate
Sunday.
Thank
you, Andy. Amen. Yes. Well
okay.
Said. Perfect.
Now, can we talk about what I don't thank God for?
Yes.
Because he didn't do this, we did, because we're nuts. People who are terrified of going to games in sports, you know, sporting events. When? No. Not just because, well, gee, COVID's still out there. They were asked this. This poll was done by the Washington Post. So maybe it's weighted. But sure, I don't know. I'm seeing so much nutso-ness out there. Maybe it isn't. They were asked, would you go to these games if everybody there had already had the vaccine?
And?
A lot of them said no. They'd be afraid to.
Because
they're afraid, John. No. It goes further. They said, okay, what if it was every one of them had tested negative? So everybody in the park or stadium has tested negative. Literally, there is no COVID there. They're still terrified.
Oh, my word.
Yes.
I feel sorry for these people.
Oh, my gosh. It's horrible.
What an awful life to live, Andy.
Yes.
If you're that afraid to go out and do things and be in public and go to a ball game and just enjoy the life God gave us, I feel sorry for you.
Oh, my gosh.
I really do.
Yes. It's if all attendees had received the vaccine, 69% in an outdoor stadium would feel fairly comfortable going.
Okay.
That means 31% don't. Are you out of your mind? If you think, well, I don't think the vaccine really works. I get that. Okay. There's science back and forth on that. The thing was certainly rushed. I get it. But if they say, oh, here's another one. If masks are not required, you know what percent of people feel confident, comfortable attending sporting events? 22%. 78% of Americans still, right now, with the numbers crashing like they are, we just saw Texas get rid of their mask mandate and all that, right? And it's been over 3 weeks, and their numbers have crashed through the floor. Thank you.
Keep going down.
Nothing's happening, John. Nothing's happening, which, by the way, is making all the states look terrible who are keeping their mandates. That's why, guess what? The news doesn't want to tell anyone what's happening in Texas, okay? But it is. Yet, people have bought into this so much, 78%. Would not feel comfortable going if masks were not required of everyone around them. That's crazy. That's nuts. If masks are required, still 36% are still not comfortable even with masks required.
By the way, let's slip this in.
Go ahead.
What prize do I win for being right on masks in Colorado?
You're hated.
Sorry. But I'm turning out to be right, aren't I?
Well, of course you're right. You're an oppressor, but you're right. You know, I mean, look, I understood it early on just because, hey, we don't know what we're dealing with. Dudes, we knew what we were dealing with by May, maybe June at the latest. By then, we knew.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. Now, broken down by party, the poll found that Republicans, 59%, are far more likely than Democrats, 29%, to be comfortable with attending a live sporting event. All right? That's not a surprise.
No.
But what was shocking is, once again, let me see. Oh, I'm trying to remember the exact number. I can't find it. Okay. 64% of Americans say attending a sporting event is a large risk. 27%
then stay
moderate
home.
Risk. Yeah, stay home.
Stay home then. Leave those tickets for somebody that wants to enjoy the game.
Right. But even when they were told that everybody has been vaccinated or everyone has tested negative,
they're still afraid.
You still have. If everyone's tested negative, you still have about a third of Americans saying, I'm terrified. John, this is what happens. It's Pavlov's dog.
Yes.
We have been trained
yes.
for a year. You're rewarded if you wear them. You are punished if you don't. And now people literally feel afraid if they go out and see people not wearing them.
It's like that old, I know it's, you just said Pavlov's dog. What's the other name of the study where the monkeys are all in the cage? They put, you know, a few monkeys in, and as the monkey goes to climb, you know, one of the corner trees, they spray him with water until no longer monkeys in there are climbing the tree. Then they switch monkeys out, and as time goes by, each monkey grabs the new monkey to make sure they don't climb the tree. It's the same thing.
You know, I don't remember that one, but I do remember where they put 1,000 chimps at typewriters, and they randomly smashed away at the typewriters until they produced a CDC report.
That's what we're working off of now.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy, John. It's crazy. This is the thing.
Yeah.
Numbers and science, data don't matter anymore. People take no comfort in data. They only take comfort in their trained fear. I've been trained to be afraid if I don't wear this idiotic piece of cloth over my face.
Face diaper.
Which obviously is producing no results since the results are the same in states with or without it.
Right.
But I only feel safe about that. I don't feel safe if I am told that everybody has tested negative in this stadium.
I don't get it. I really don't. I don't. A year ago, if you'd have told me this and we'd be here a year later, I'd have called you a liar.
I would have called me a liar. I couldn't have imagined. And I told you back then, I didn't think it'd go this long.
Me neither. I was on the same side as you. I thought by last summer we'd be done.
Let me tell you what this really shows me, John. You know, the Bible talks about mankind being fallen. Okay. And we always think of that in terms of evil and selfishness mm-hmm. and so forth. You know what? I think we are also fallen in terms of sheer stupidity.
Yeah. By design, by the way.
Yes. Over the past year, I have come to realize that mankind is capable of much greater stupidity than I ever thought. Mm-hmm. This is almost immeasurable dumbness.
Mm-hmm.
How can you possibly be afraid of something when people say, we have tested, that something is not here? And you're still, well, I'm still afraid of it if I don't wear this mask, which, by the way, hasn't protected anyone from it. Virtually everyone I know who has gotten COVID is a mask wearer.
Some of them religious mask wearers.
I know. Virtually everyone I know. Now, there are some who aren't, but, you know, it's a mix. Hey, COVID's everywhere. It's a cold, folks. Sorry, I'm done. You're right. I can't take it.
And I wish I'd been wrong about how long we in Colorado would be wearing masks. But as it's turned out, it's going to be like the 1st of June before we get rid of these bloody things, if even then. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
We just got another 30-day extension from Polis.
Oh, so we're into the May now.
Yeah.
Sorry, Susan.
We're at the end
April's
of May.
April's gone.
We're now at the end of May because, you know, we're going to be – we're now
– beginning of May.
Well, beginning of May, I should say. So
right.
I will be shocked if he drops it then. Shocked.
The only thing that makes me wonder about that, though, is how long can they hide the Texas numbers and the Florida numbers?
I don't think they care.
Well, I know
honestly,
they don't.
I don't think Polis, Newsom, I don't know what the governors of – Washington and Oregon are, but I don't think those four states, they don't care.
No, of course they don't care because they don't care about human beings.
No.
They never have. But what I mean is they do care about how they are perceived.
Or do they?
It depends. I mean, the more entrenched in power you are, the less you care how you're perceived, right? I mean, witness North Korea, you know, but.
Yeah.
I think that...
I mean, do you think Newsom really cares about what the rest of the country thinks about him?
Well, Newsom, I mean, there's going to be a recall vote.
I know, but again, do you think he really cares?
No.
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 Do you think Polis really cares what the rest of the country thinks of him?
It depends.
And he is the biggest pompous you-know-what you've ever met on the planet, so does he really care? No.
Well, that's irrelevant. Obviously, he's pompous and he doesn't care about people. That's clear. But the question is... How does he feel as safe in his position as the governor of California?
I think he feels safer. Yes, I think he feels safer.
Well, in that case,
I'm being honest. I know there's another recall effort to try to do something with Polis, and you know, as I read some of that even last night, I was thinking to myself, yeah, this guy's as safe as it gets, and every time he sees one of those things, I think he even feels more safe. I know some of you don't like me saying that, but it's the truth.
Listen to this. Just 50% of people are comfortable in stadiums that are at 50% capacity. What? Morons. I mean, really?
Bring it on, folks.
Look at the numbers. But that's just it. They don't look at any of the numbers, John.
Bring it on. That's all I'm saying. Bring it on. I mean, bring the event on is what I mean. Bring it on.
If the capacity is limited to 20%, then 69% are okay with attending. Do you realize that means that if only a fifth of the stadium is filled,
mm-hmm.
31% of Americans still don't feel comfortable going in there when COVID is pretty much over? Virtually all the numbers, you know, we've had a minor surge in COVID, by the way, which is all in blue states.
Cases.
No. Totally just cases.
Yes, thank you.
It's all in blue states. Okay, the surge has been in New York, New Jersey, you know, the usual suspects. It has not happened in Florida, not in Texas, not in these other places. But that surge has been almost entirely among the young.
Right.
which is a good thing.
Yeah, they're out doing things they'll enjoy.
That is creating more roadblocks to passing this thing around, which means, guess what, folks? Your country's becoming safer.
Right. Not the other way around.
31%.
All right. Another way to be safe, folks, is with a gun, owning one, knowing how to use it properly, being trained on it. And by the way, as far as the training goes, they've got all the different courses, so from just somebody beginning to learn how to shoot, how to handle a firearm, load it, you know, what are the difference in ammunitions and so on. They can help with that all the way up to folks that are experts. Franktown Firearms is the place to go. Find them at klzradio.com or 720-770-7777.
At Franktown Firearms, you can always get better. It's a very conservative notion that no matter how good you are right now, life is all about improving yourself. That's exactly how the team at Franktown Firearms is looking at training, which is why they offer a greater diversity of platforms than most shooting ranges, including static, moving and shooting, and target acquisition engagement, so you can always get better. It's a great feeling to see your skills improving, and at Franktown Firearms, you have literally unlimited potential. Sign up for one-on-one instruction on the range or register for a group class catered to your level of ability. For Rush to Reason listeners only, sign up for a range membership now by filling out the contact form at klzradio.com/franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee, plus your first month free. Range members receive a discount in the shop as well as a discount on all classes. Franktown Firearms, confidence through practice.
All right, Golden Eagle Financial. Al Smith wants to help you with your financial future, and it's as easy as a phone call. He'll set up an appointment, talk to you, and again, there's no obligation at that point. Just talk to Al, find out if it's something that he can help you with, and then go from there. It's really that easy. 303-744-1128 or klzradio.com.
You can breathe easy knowing you'll have enough money to live comfortably in retirement. Now you have the luxury of deciding how you'll spend that money to make it work even harder for you. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial will help you create a plan to minimize taxes and fees so your savings last. Before you stop contributing to your 401k or IRA and start taking distributions, you'll want to have a plan in place to make certain your money will help you achieve your goals. If you should need long-term care at some point, you'll want to make sure your kids get a break. Al Smith will show you how to set up supplemental coverage so your kids have some help, and it's already paid for. It's time to shift your focus from wealth accumulation to wealth preservation with KLZ's Retirement Planning Specialist. Set up a free consultation with Al Smith now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
When politicians panicked, The New Coronavirus, Expert Opinion, and A Tragic Lapse of Reason is the latest book by John Tamney, director of the Center for Economic Freedom at FreedomWorks. Kim Munson here. Monday, John explains the tragic story of how global politicians mindlessly pursued economic desperation, starvation, and death as the cure. Where do we go from here? Plus, Cynthia Sarmiento is creating a program to train and support candidates who love America. Find out more Monday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Water's Edge Winery. Warm atmosphere, wonderful wine, and delectable dishes to enjoy with friends and family. An evening out? A gift for that special someone? Water's Edge is the place for you. More info at kimmunson.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush and Andy Pate and Charlie Grimes behind the window. And now, John, grab your Saturday morning popcorn. Get ready to watch everyone in Tokyo run across the screen at once.
I've been waiting for this one, actually.
It's time.
So I'm anxious. Here we go.
Okay, Godzilla versus Kong.
This is our only chance. We have to take it. We need Kong.
The world needs him.
To stop what's coming. And this child. She's the only one he'll communicate with.
I knew that they had a bond. She had nowhere to go, so I made a promise to protect her. think that in some way, Khan did the same.
These are dangerous times.
Godzilla's out there and he's hurting people and we don't know why.
There's something provoking him that we're not seeing here.
I'm of the same opinion.
The myths are real.
Yeah.
There was a war.
Come on.
And they're the last ones standing.
I keep reaching for greatness because I'm built from it.
Who bows to who?
Nobody gonna stop for me.
Here we go.
Kong bows to no one.
It's a good preview, by the way.
It is a pretty good preview, isn't
it? It's a great preview.
Okay, John, well, it's been a while since giant monsters rampaged across the world, because in this world that we're looking at, that actually happened for a while. They all came from a place called Skull Island, but one by one they fell as they battled each other. Now there are only two remaining, Godzilla and King Kong, at least that we know of, because there may be more. Well, Kong is kept in a huge biosphere. And like anyone in quarantine, he busts out, beats his chest a few times, and goes shopping. Not really. But, I mean, he doesn't enjoy being in quarantine, which I thought was kind of a funny thing going on with what's going on right now. Actually, they have to move him on a boat, but he wants out. Now, why move him? Because Kong can help the humans find the great underworld inside our hollow planet.
Okay.
Supposedly, we need to find this underworld. The story is so convoluted, I won't explain it further, but maybe Kong just uses Google Maps. I don't know why he can find his way down to this place, but there you go. I would think that the safest way down to the place is, you know, down. I don't know why it would be that hard, but it is. Problem is, Godzilla and Kong hate each other, and Godzilla, he's going to come after Kong if Kong is ever let out of the biosphere. That's why they're keeping him in there. If Kong ever gets out, Godzilla's going to come a-knocking, literally. But their hands are forced. Why? Godzilla starts destroying Tokyo again. Why does he always go after Tokyo? He's got a thing against Tokyo. He really does. And he's smashing a corporate building, killing thousands, and worst of all, he's not wearing a mask, John. I'm very upset with Godzilla. I was offended. Maybe
no mask, huh?
Yeah. None at all. Absolutely none. So on top of all the bloodshed, Godzilla is inconsiderate too. Just thought I'd throw that in there. Anyway, Kong is out, and Godzilla comes for him. The battle begins. Problem is, the first battle is at sea, and that takes too much out of Kong going forward, obviously. He doesn't belong at sea. Godzilla can't.
He's a land dweller.
Yeah, he's a land dweller. Godzilla belongs at sea. So obviously that's not going to go too well, and now Kong is weakened, and Godzilla clearly has the upper hand. I mean, you can't almost drown and then get up and fight later. It doesn't work that way. Makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Throughout all this, Kong has befriended a little deaf girl.
Mm.
Now, this is clearly the most moving relationship of the film by far.
Okay.
It's charming. I like it. Check that. Okay. It's clearly the only moving relationship of the film, to be honest. Godzilla had a lot of little girls, too, but he ate them. So, sorry. It didn't work out. Couldn't really bond. You know.
Chomp.
By the way, Godzilla, I know I'm getting ahead of myself, but Godzilla is not that cool looking in this movie. He's kind of shapeless, formless almost, just big lizard, whereas Kong looks very cool.
Okay.
Just thought I'd share. Okay. Now you've got that going on. Meanwhile, you've got this corporation doing corporation-y things because they're an evil corporation.
Oh, of course. They're always evil.
Exactly. And they're being lectured by a socially conscious teen, which is just, you know, so important.
Greta Thunberg was there.
What?
Greta Thunberg was there?
Basically.
Got it. Okay.
Did you ever see the show Stranger Things?
No.
Okay. The girl who's the star of that, Bobby Millie Brown.
Never saw it.
Bobby Millie Brown is a mega star now because of Stranger Things. And I guarantee you, she was put in this movie for one reason, raise the ratings. That's it. She was shoved into this movie to raise the ratings. She grabbed her check and ran laughing off of the studio. You know, I'm sorry. I beyond that, I have no idea why she was in this movie. But she lectures the corporate mogul that they're being bad. Anyway, they got to go underground. And Kong gets to see his homeland, because that's where it is. He even finds a great axe that glows, John. axe
glowing
glows.
Axe. Yeah. Glowing axe. Okay.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Somehow this axe has magic-like powers, but this isn't explained. I was having Paul Bunyan flashbacks, just so you know. Hmm. But then I couldn't stop wondering stuff. Where did this all come from? This, you know, world beneath. Where did it come from? Why the high-tech magic in a land of monsters? Why'd they have that down there? Why can Kong command it? I'm going to give you a spoiler alert. Sorry, folks. Nothing is explained. That's the spoiler.
Hmm.
You're still going to wonder later. So, And I'm only telling you that so you won't be sitting there hoping it, you know, that they let you know. Just enjoy the movie. Enjoy the slugfest. Okay, get into that.
The two monsters fighting.
Yep. Well, weakened Kong keeps trying to fight Godzilla, but there is another threat emerging, and it comes from, you guessed it, the evil corporation.
Oh, of course.
Yes. Man, where are those socially conscious teens when you need them who can go lecture the evil corporation? I guess there weren't enough of them. So, who will win the battle? Godzilla? Kong? The evil corporation? Whiny teens everywhere? Don't touch that dial. Okay, that's the story of Kong, Godzilla versus Kong. Does that sound fun?
I don't know now.
I know. Sorry, I was being honest. Okay, what works in this movie?
Originally, I thought yes.
Yes. There are moments. Here's what works. Excellent special effects. As Charlie was mentioning before we came on air with this, ordinarily, a lot of the scenes in a Godzilla-Kong movie, these kinds of things, Mothra, whatever, are dark because they're hiding the clumsiness of the special effects.
Okay.
You know.
Sure.
I was thinking in the next hour, Richard and I could each get into a Godzilla and Kong outfit and duke it out. It would be more lifelike than what you see in a lot of
the old
movies. Right.
Yeah.
Well, in this, virtually all the fighting is in the light. Why? Because it's high tech.
It's good CGI. It's like only your kids watching Godzilla, huh?
Yeah. It's not quite.
Okay.
Yes. And so you've got really good special effects. You also have some good special effects with the ships that they have and, you know, flying through the air and so forth. Very cool stuff. You have a great underworld. The underworld is beautiful, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Really incredible looking. The performances are okay. They're not bad.
Okay.
You know, and, well, we'll get to that in a moment. I think that they could have done a little bit more with some of them. What doesn't work? Okay. I'm going to slam this down like Godzilla does a building, okay? There are too many storylines in this. They have way too many storylines.
ADD or something?
Yeah, and it's going all over the place, and these storylines are each a mile wide and an inch thick. You don't care about any of them. All you care about is, okay, let's find out where they're from. Why do these two have it in for each other? Why do they have such bad blood? Right? Godzilla and Kong. I mean, why? Well, there can only be one alpha dog. Yeah, it's a big world. Why do they have to fight each other? You know, and you kind of want to know that because it'd be interesting. I mean, they are the main two characters. Another thing is implausibility. Quick example, just one. To get down to Inner Earth, you have to plunge through a vortex, and it's really cool. Very cool special effects getting down there. But it's a long way, John. I mean, it's a long way. To get back out, you just climb. Come on. That's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I agree.
Yeah. There's a lot of nutty things in there that are not explained at all. Okay. Far too little use of good characters. You have this one guy. His name's Bernie Hayes, and he is a conspiracy guy. He's into conspiracies. They could have done a lot with his character, and they did very little. He's a funny actor, and they gave him very few jokes to work with. Could have done so much more. The little girl is charming as all get out. And her relationship with Kong, they could have done so much more with that. What they should have done is literally taken about 70% of the cast, thrown it out.
Okay.
Get them out of here. Clear them out and focus it around those two. And then, yeah, maybe a couple more. Her mom, you know, one other guy. Keep it small. Focus this puppy, and then people can actually get into the characters a little bit. As I said earlier, nothing is explained. I mean, they leave a lot hanging, and it's just
that stinks.
Yeah, it does. And did I mention too many storylines? Yes, I did. Too many characters, no depth. You literally don't care about any of them. John, do you remember that little rabbit that bangs cymbals while selling batteries?
Yeah.
You care more about that rabbit than everyone in this film.
The Energizer Bunny.
I care deeply about that bunny. What's his life like? What drove him to do this with the symbols and stuff? Okay, that actually meant more to me than everybody in this film.
Is that bad?
Yes. I mean, look, when I go to an action film, I'm not looking for Othello. Okay, I understand I'm not looking for great depth.
Right.
But at least help me to care somewhat about someone somewhere in this movie.
Sure.
Okay. And finally, the final half hour is an all-out assault of stupid. It is. In the final half hour, I'm laughing out loud in the theater. This is so dumb. There's so many implausible things. And it's so predictable. You know, when the third big threat comes along and what they have to do to deal with it and so forth. You're sitting there going, I know what's coming. This will come. Now it's coming. There it is. Now it's happening.
I mean, hate that.
Oh, my. Actually. Yes. So there you go. Rotten Tomatoes amazingly gave this 78%. I think these people just haven't gotten out in a while.
Well, give them a little credit. They haven't.
No, they haven't. By the way, I didn't hate it. I didn't give it, you know, 0 stars, 1 star. I gave it 2.
Okay.
And 2 stars because it's very impressive to look at. Especially, by the way, early parts and into the middle are wondrous.
Okay.
A lot of fun looking at that. Some of the fight scenes are very cool. Although at one point, you know how in action movies, how you always have people running away from the explosion behind them? Kong does this. It looks so stupid.
Really?
Yeah, because he knows it's coming. Godzilla's going to shoot his laser through his mouth.
So he's running.
Well, he jumps to get out in slow motion, no less, jumps away as that bursts from behind him. And it's just like, oh my gosh, they just stole that from every single action movie that's ever been done.
Right.
Yuck. Okay, let's see. Quality, 2 stars.
No, political. You didn't go political.
That's next. Political, I'm giving it 2 stars as well. More religious, 3 stars. So 2, 2, 3.
So neutral on that.
Yeah, political, 2. Not that they didn't talk politics. I just get tired of whiny teens lecturing everybody on being socially conscious. And
yeah, first of all, who made them the expert?
Yeah, and I get tired of every corporation being evil. You know, just once, I want the corporation to be the good guys.
Not in Hollywood. That ain't going to happen.
No, I guess not.
Sorry.
So there you go. Do I recommend this movie? Meh. I mean, if you really want to see something big and fun like this. By the way, I do recommend if you're going to see it on the big screen, baby. I saw it at the IMAX.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And
so is the movie going experience any better than it was a week or two ago?
No, it's the same.
Okay. No different?
No. I mean, you know, you go in, you get your food, and then as long as you have food... Nobody,
you're good.
Yeah.
Nobody bothers you.
Nobody cares anyway. Right. You know, once you're sitting down, if you're wearing a mask, you're out of your mind. But there are a few.
Yeah.
You know, until I walk by them and rip their mask off.
No, I went last Saturday night, and after your review of Nobody, went Saturday night and watched it.
Oh,
and
how'd you like it?
You were spot on. It's a great movie. I loved it.
Yeah, that's a better movie, by the way.
It was fun. It was a ball. I had a great time. A little slow in some parts, as you said, but it's okay.
Yeah.
I could see there being multiple sequels with him in it.
Oh, I think so.
And being really fun as it goes down the road, actually.
Yeah. Nobody is a better movie than this.
Right.
Okay. By the way, though, once again, especially midway through this, you're going to be watching it and thinking, gee, Andy, I don't think it's 2 stars. I think it's better than that. But then it tails off. I mean, the story.
Get to the end.
Well, yeah. After a while, it becomes numbing how little you care about everybody. It's just like... I mean, I really, literally want all these people eaten, and I don't know them.
Real quick, I know we got a minute here. The only, back to Nobody, the movie Nobody last week.
That was fun.
My only other complaint with that movie that you did, I don't think, if you did mention this, I apologize for for saying this. I wish I'd have known a little more about his family, which got stuck in the basement and you never really heard from.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, you heard about his, you know, you saw his dad. And then the other thing in that movie that I was a little bit confused of is who was the black guy that shows up to help?
That's the guy that was on the phone with him.
Well, I know,
all along.
But like, I want more history on that guy too.
I would have liked a little bit more on him
because I don't have any idea where he came from.
Here's why I didn't have too much problem with those two things, and I was thinking the same thing.
Okay,
here's why. Number one, the black guy. I think they're thinking sequel here.
I agree,
and I think he's his role is going to expand.
I agree with you there.
And
yes.
Sometimes when you're going to do a sequel like that, you want one of the main characters him to unfold in the next one.
Well, you're dangling the carrot.
You're dangling the carrot.
Right. I get that.
And secondly, the reason they didn't focus at all on the family that was locked in the basement, right? The reason they didn't do that is because they had made a conscious decision. We're going to move this plot along. Bam,
well, and
bam,
they did.
Bam,
I'll give them that. And I agree. It would have slowed it down some doing some of that other stuff.
Yeah,
I
but that's not a bad thing. They had simply decided this is the kind of movie we're going to make. Once we get it going, okay, once that roller coaster starts going, it doesn't slow down. And I think that's what they wanted. They felt by that point, you are into the action. We're not going to slow it down.
I'm not arguing that. No, you're right. I agree. And by the way, still a great movie. I'm
not good or bad.
Not just, knocking it all. It's just my wish.
And I wouldn't be surprised also in the sequel if his wife gets involved with some shooting.
Now that she's more back being engaged.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
There you go.
Great movie, by the way. So great advice. I had a good time.
Nobody was fun. Did Richard go too?
No, just...
Oh, my gosh.
You know, he's
so disappointed.
He's got weekend stuff.
What's the matter with the young people today? They have no respect
have
for great
kids.
Movies.
They have their own kids.
Okay.
Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning is next. Speaking of having your own kids, some of you do that are listening. Some don't. But either way, you still need to make sure that you have an estate. It's planned, it's in order, and it's set to go no matter what happens to you. And I just can't stress to you folks how much that really does matter. And you know, from the bottom of my heart, please get that done. You leaving things behind not attended is not a good situation. So talk to Michael today, 720-394-6887.
KLZ's mobile estate planner doesn't exclusively talk about death and dying. He also wants to help you plan for the rest of your life. Your estate plan with Michael Bailey Law protects you and your loved ones during your lifetime by establishing a medical power of attorney and a financial power of attorney now, while you still have all of your mental and physical capacities. That way, you and your family never need to go through the painful experience of trying to make those decisions during a crisis. Set up a free consultation with Michael Bailey now at klzradio.com/estate.
All right, a good shop is next, folks. They want to take care of you, your vehicle. If you've been involved in a collision, an accident, anything along those lines, don't let that stress bother you. Go there. They'll take care of the rest. And keep in mind, they work with all insurance companies as well. Find them at klzradio.com or 720-541-7697.
You've already been through a collision. Now give yourself the gift of a gorgeous vehicle inside and out. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop Auto Body continue to earn OE certifications for name brands like Subaru, Ford, and many others so they can get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition with the parts and service recommended by your manufacturer. Now A Good Shop offers full detailing as an add-on service so your vehicle feels like new. Click on the free virtual estimate button now at klzradio.com/collision and ask for a full detailing service, including carpet shampooing for the entire interior or trunk, or upgrade to include a ceramic coating that will keep your paint in shiny new condition. Al and his team want to give every customer the wow factor of a vehicle that feels like new. Mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring.
Your company is bleeding time and money, and John Rush will find those leaks. You're too stuck in day-to-day weeds to step back and see the big picture. You need a qualified, experienced business coach to take stock of your expenses and see where you and your employees are wasting time and money. John firmly believes that every business owner needs a coach because you're too close to the situation to be objective. Email John now and make more money. John@rushtoreason.com.
God. Country. Reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. I appreciate it very much. And Andy actually sort of took one for the team, so thanks, And.
You bet.
Appreciate it.
I'm here for the team. I had some fun.
Any other good movies in the works? We got a few minutes here we can talk. Anything else coming up that we should
I don't know because
be made aware of?
Unfortunately, Hollywood keeps hemming and hawing and when they're releasing things. And so it's kind of hard.
They can't make up their mind?
Yeah, because here's the problem. In their defense right now, John, they don't know how much restrictions will be loosened week to week to week to week. The more they're loosened, the more money they make off of better films. So they want to hold off in those films until they know there's going to be a real audience. And that's making it kind of hard.
I've noticed, and I'm sure that I'm not the only one noticing this, they're resurrecting movies to put on the screen. So old movies that have already been out, they're basically resurrecting those things, putting them in the box office and trying to get folks to show up and pay money for a ticket.
And by the way, if some of them I think are worth it.
Well, for example, I believe in the previews for Nobody last week, they were advertising, I can't remember what day it was. I should have paid more attention. Doggone it. By the way, just real quick, I don't know if I should say this.
What?
I'm going to say it anyways. I don't care.
Okay, we're done. We're fired after this.
I would never, ever suggest any of my clients ever advertise on a movie screen prior to the movie running. Case in point, what I just did.
You mean the slides?
Yeah, when you have a business that goes up before the movie starts. Don't spend your money there, folks. If you're an advertiser, don't put your money there. It's a waste. Total waste. Because by the time you're done with the movie, those people watching it, their brain has been drained by the movie itself. They don't have a foggiest idea what was on that screen prior.
No, at the end they're going to leave. But what you would ask is this: how many slides are you running? And the reason is, if they're doing slides before they start the action, and if they say we're only doing 8 to 10 slides, in that case, then you know most people are going to be in that theater about 10 minutes prior. Then you know everybody's going to see your slide.
By the way, not anymore. They're not. You might be, but most aren't. I watched that Saturday night on purpose.
No, a lot of them are.
Theater I was in, the majority of the people didn't show up till the thing had already, previews had already started because they're assigned seat thing.
Theater I was in, I would say probably 5 minutes prior, at least 80% of those who were going to watch
it. Yeah, mine wasn't even half full at that point, not even close.
I think a lot of it, John, is right now everybody knows that the theater is also going to be so sparse.
True.
Once they know a lot of people are going to be in there, they're more worried about getting their food out of the concession stand in time. They don't want to be stuck out there and miss part of the previews because they want to know what's coming in the summer. Once things open up more, people are going to get earlier. But anyway, then if they're going to be there, let's say 5 minutes before the action starts, they're going to see your slide probably in the area of four times. So it all depends. You want to know how many slides they're running. If they say, well, we're running 50 slides,
yeah,
then I ain't paying
much. Count it out.
Yeah, there you go.
No, let's see. Novus Auto Glass is next, folks. And I say this a lot, and I do mean it. The cost of fixing that chip is much, much cheaper than it is in putting the whole windshield in, of course. And I think by now most people know this, but your insurance company in most cases will handle that chip repair. If not, it's not that expensive. It's still far less than doing a windshield. That's what they do. That's what they innovated. That's what they started with. But they do a complete glass install as well. And don't forget, they'll do back windows, side windows, all of the things you need. Rearview mirrors, you name it. They've got it all handled. And again, they work with all insurance companies. So find them online at rushtoreason.com/Novus. And one of them, I think our representative from Fort Collins is going to be with us tomorrow as well. So rushtoreason.com/Novus. I'll double check to make sure. But Novus is going to be with me tomorrow either way on Drive Radio. So again, rushtoreason.com/Novus.
Take control of the process with Novus Auto Glass. Insurance companies want you to use one of their recommended shops so they get a discount. John Rush endorses Novus Auto Glass because he trusts the quality of their work. In today's modern car, your windshield has become a structural component of your vehicle. Unlike in classic cars, where your windshield was just something to look through, today's windshields bear pressure as part of the frame. Your windshield has become a safety feature of your vehicle, so quality repairs matter. With every repair or replacement, Novus Auto Glass records detailed specs, including the temperature outside, the serial number of the vehicle, and the type of urethane they use, so you can have confidence that your windshield won't pop out at the wrong moment. Instead of letting your insurance company choose the cheapest option, take control of the quality with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass now at RushToReason.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at RushToReason and on Facebook.com/RushToReason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And yes, I did check to make sure that I had my shops correct. And Novus Auto Glass, Fort Collins, Chris will be with me tomorrow. So we're looking forward to that. It'll be a lot of fun. And enjoy the time I spend with those guys and all of you as well on Saturday. So be sure to call in tomorrow with any of the car questions you have. And so if you're listening to our replay hour, don't forget, we start tomorrow morning, Fix It Radio, first thing in the morning, followed by Drive Radio, followed by Sportsman of Colorado, and then Shooting the Breeze. Otherwise, Andy and I will be back, and it's going to be
Movies with Religion.
That's next. Don't go anywhere. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.